Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh my God, simping is running rampant.
Like, you don't want to talk to me when I called you yesterday and I called you 50 million times and like, you just ignore all that.
It's a simp breakout.
You know when I called you like nights ago when you were at some apartment and I watched your fucking location.
If I recall, DJ Academics is one of the kings of calling other people simps.
If anytime I ever was doing bad and you called me,
you got to maintain the respect for yourself, because if you don't, she won't.
I fucking ran out of there trying to get home to go talk to you.
That's where all of it stems from, the fact that you were so willing the second she was calling, you ran.
Because you're saying your connection with me is more important than you love her more than you love yourself.
Answer me and talk to me. Where did this go wrong? I sent a flight. Just tell me the truth. You owe me that at least.
Your text messages to a girl should never look all black with one blue.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
Yeah. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited. Harry, what's popping with you? You good?
Oh, Dante, you know me. I'm living the life, trying to keep these gators down and having a tough time doing it, man. I'll tell you who I'm having a better week than is DJ Academics.
Oh, my God. Simping is running rampant on the
air. Oh, my goodness.
Just simping. It's a simp breakout.
There's a lot more simping than I thought. We were always worried about player hating. We weren't thinking about the simping, Dante. That's the problem.
They said to get vaccinated. They said to get your pimping vaccination. Nobody wanted to do it. The sound is, there's a simp breakout on the internet. It's going crazy. I think it's gigabytes of simping around. It's crazy. So,
and you know, it's always the anti-simpers that end up simping, because if I recall, DJ Academics is one of the kings of calling other people simps. Am I wrong on this, Dante?
Rich pimping, balling, big dog calling, shot calling. You heard me. And he was, what's funny is that he actually was, you know, we just did the video about Fresh and his little simp escapade. He had a simp breakout. And then and Academics was the one calling him out. He was like, what size? Oh, my girl loves me for me. What size yacht did you meet her on? A 40 or a 60 foot, you know? But then you always get it. What don't come out in the wash comes out in the rinse, player. This is why truth is so important.
And that's why we do the show. I guess it takes one to know one, too. That's the other thing in hindsight, is he was so ready to call him a simp because he knew all the symptoms.
Yeah.
Oh, is no that pun what, intended.
Symptoms. I get it.
Symptoms.
Symptoms. That's what we gotta figure how that's spelled. We were kind of going in on Fresh, and I don't think we were going in. We were actually feeling sorry for him because of the fact that you put on this facade, you get exposed. One of the things that we say on this podcast, All of Command School 202, we always say, everybody gets got. Mm. I don't care who you are. I mean, Brad Pitt got from Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, what? Absolutely.
Angelina Jolie got from Billy Bob Thornton. Mm. How's that happen? It's crazy. It's
everybody gets got. It doesn't matter.
It's dogs and cats having sex with each other. Frogs and... Who eats frogs? Frogs and snakes.
The French, I believe.
The French. I don't know.
Yeah, I believe. I don't know. Based on cartoons. I don't know. Everything I know about the French, I base on cartoons, which means they're aggressive with women and smelly. But that's just based.
You want to hit the video?
Let's share. Let's show these people a little bit of this video here. about DJ Academics. Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I can share the sound with you. One second. Let's make sure we got the sound going.
And blow that up. We are cut.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. Share sound. There we go. Oh, they changed the layout of this whole thing. And hold on. And let's make this large. I don't know if you can see it. Can you see that, Don?
Yeah. But blow it all the way up so we don't. Yeah.
Okay. And I just want to give a. Who made this video, by the way? Let's give a shout out to that because otherwise.
Yeah.
KYX Limitless.
Shout out channel. To good video, bro. Check that out. We'll put that video
I'm
in.
I'm going to subscribe to them, which you should subscribe to us, by the way.
Yeah. And we'll put his video you know what I mean?
In the description. Sure. Yeah.
So somehow DJ Academics has the addiction to this girl named Cheyenne. And no matter what she does to him, he will not leave this girl. So I don't know if DJ Academics got a thing where he loves getting humiliated. Or this girl got some type of big secret over him. So the girl Cheyenne, she goes by Shy Glizzy on Instagram, went ahead and leaked phone calls.
But so here's the screen grab of she is so over this guy now. I guess she's done with him. And she has started releasing text messages that he sent her.
Isn't a glizzy a dick? I'm an old man, but isn't a glizzy's?
Last, my understanding was that it is a dick.
Glizzy.
Yeah, it's a glizzy. Hold on. Let me look up Urban Dictionary Glizzy, because that's her screen name, right?
Yeah, hot, Shy Glizzy. Come
shy
on.
Shy Glizzy.
You gotta be like Sherlock Holmes. You got to figure this out.
Okay, Urban Dictionary Glizzy. A glizzy, another word for a hot dog is a glizzy.
A glizzy,
but then,
hot dog. Go ahead.
Yeah, another word for hot dogs. Pop's wasting no time to throat that glizzy. He a real glizzy gladiator.
Hey, yo! Hey, yo, fuck your life!
Glizzy gladiator.
Hey, yo!
Glizzy.
Glizzy.
Okay, it's a hot dog, but we don't know. It's a fucking hot dog. If
it's
you need
dick.
The glizzy.
You like, you be eating the glizzies, you be...
Yeah, but you're saying this.
I've heard take glizzies to the face. If y'all don't, if I'm wrong, put it in the comments.
Yeah.
Isn't a glizzy a dick? Take glizzies to your face.
Oh, my God.
Take it in the face.
Much like a Frankfurter, this is a different article. Wiener, Frank, Link, and Footlong. A glizzy is just another word for a hot dog. The phrase isn't as aged as some of the other ones. It gained popularity in the early 2020s, though the term was used in D.C. before that. Why is a hot dog called a glizzy? With roots in the rap world, a glizzy is slang for a Glock handgun. The evolution of the word to include hot dog comes from an extended magazine or pistol, which is about the length of a hot dog.
Yeah, but the glizzies is taking it in the face, cunt.
Yeah. All right. We all know what a glizzy is now.
Comment, like, and subscribe. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, let us know. If we're wrong here. So here is all the text messages that she Shy Glizzy has revealed from DJ Academics, and it's here's he right. I literally have done so much for you. This is all him.
Yeah.
How could you do this? I want to hear your voice. Answer me. And talk to me. Where did this go wrong? I sent a flight. Just tell me the truth. You owe me that, at least. You've been at this... I can't say that word. You've been at this N's apartment all day. You really just done with me? Get on the flight, okay? And then she writes, after all that, she writes, you're a clown. Just leave me alone. You're spelled Y-O-U-R, but we'll, you know, move on from that. You're a clown.
Don't be correcting Shy Glizzy's.
You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. It's not fair of me.
It's she can spell it any way she wants.
Yeah, I want to show you this, Dante, because this is the I want to show you the full. Look at how much he's texting.
They don't have time. I wish we had timestamps on that. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. It's so close together that it don't have timestamps. That's great.
Yeah. She writes back, "You're a clown. I'm answering. I'm saying something. Answer for 2 minutes. I literally just
please
this." Answer for 2 minutes and I won't call. Like, I mean, just.
Is there any more?
Yeah, there is more. Hold on. There's more.
If you love what we're doing here, go to patreon.com. It's the best way to support us and check out all the bonus content.
That's right. patreon.com/manschool202. We do weekly bonus episodes. We do listener.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Mail, dating tips, and also, if you love the show, you can go back to the archive starting from episode one. All the episodes will be there at patreon.com/manschool202. I mean, she released these on Instagram. Now,
I want to your text messages to a girl should never look all black with one blue. Oh, wow. Look at the no.
And now, these are the calls. I guess she blocked his number or something because he's got a no caller ID, like unknown number.
So he's calling her from he's blocking his number so she don't know that he's calling.
Keep it, stop calling me. Crying, then telling people I'm crazy when you would delete yourself over me, which I guess we can't say that word on YouTube, but
on live.
She posts. I mean, she's just releasing all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's just crazy. That's just chocolate. A crazy sign.
And she notice she has a beautiful baby hair, Harry, that you love.
Oh my God, I don't love baby hair. Jesus, that's not even the full baby hair though. She has a little bit. I wouldn't even count that as baby hair.
A little baby hair and a nice lace front, my dude.
I don't mind the lace front. The nails, the nails are not great. Or let's see what else.
You don't get to choose.
I guess not. But
BBL eyelashes, long ass nails, baby hair, and lace front.
Wait, I have to pick which one.
No, you don't get to cherry pick.
Wait, I have to take the whole thing? It all comes not a la carte?
Package deal.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, they're very much synonymous. It's a whole package now.
What do
it's
they call it? Tapas.
Spanish. Tapas? No, tapas is I could pick and choose the little bit. This is...
No tapas.
Oh, no tapas. Yeah, no tapas. No a la carte. I'm just stuck with all of it.
There's no... substitutions, all of that.
I mean, this is the text messages thing. Like, look, this is clearly over, right? Yeah. This is done. When you're in a situation and you're looking at that and a woman's not responding to you, it's done. And the you're not going to get her back by begging her to call you and text that. All that makes you look is like weak and sad.
What about if her name wasn't Shy Glizzy? Could you beg?
No, it doesn't matter. Whether Glizzy or no Glizzies, it doesn't matter.
What if her name was Donna No Glizzy?
Oh, boy. It doesn't, it doesn't matter, Dante. It could be Queen Elizabeth. It could be Jennifer Lopez. Once she's not.
Queen Lizzie?
Oh, man. I fucks with Queen Lizzie. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd fuck with Queen Lizzie.
I fucks with Lizzie Borden.
Oh, boy. That's a deep cut. You go deep.
He gave her father 40 wax. Here's the thing. Here's the bottom line with this. First of all, your text messages should never look like that, where it's all black or all of you, and then her response is, yo, beat it, clown.
In any situation, 10, 12 times.
How many times did the game bring it up? 10, 12 times, and then she goes, you're a clown.
And then he keeps going. He doesn't stop even after that? Like, you have no dignity?
It's a feeling of don't get me wrong, Doug. I've been there. I'm not trying to say we making light of it, but I've been there, dude. I've been there where like I was younger and I was just like frantic and it almost feels manic in nature. You know what I mean? It literally becomes manic in nature where it's like, I just want a response. If I could just get a response, if I could just talk to her, if I could just speak to her for a minute, there's got to be something I can say, that kind of emotional pain. Yeah. And also what happens is when you plan that, yo, I'm saying I'm good, yo. These are 504, 804, what is it? 804, whatever, it doesn't matter.
405?
405. These 405 bitches is in the, put that in, I'm not sure if it's 405 or 804, whatever.
Yo, well, yeah.
5150s, whatever it is. Shout out to Corey Holcomb.
Mr. 305?
Yeah, I guess 305.
305 is the Miami area code, which is maybe what he's talking about. Yeah.
So what it is you want this, like you're frantic. You always playing it. This is why you don't play the game. All war games, shout out to Patrice O'Neal. It goes, he used to say there was an old movie called War Games, and the computer takes over, and he says, the only way to win is to not play the game. That's a good clip we could put in there. But the reason is why you got to be honest about it, and you got to be honest, and you got to be respectful, and even know that you have these feelings. This is why you don't let emotions have a seat at the table. I say this all the time. You got to step back and see if she's not willing to talk to me. Think about this. If she's already dismissed me, and I continue to pursue, and I'm texting, I'm frantic, is that going to make the situation better? You got, let's think about if we're not looking at the objective, what is the objective that we're trying to achieve? He loves
just to get her back. Yeah.
Wants to get her back. But you gotta, if you're frantic and you're in this kind of manic mode, you're willing to do anything. I'll do anything. But listen, when you're willing to do anything, it's amazing how we've been doing this podcast for so long that the
lessons, the principles
are so crystallized. They've been, you know, and you know, even back to when we talk about the stuff that we were talking about with Patrice and where we had all these other things, like I get so tired of it. I mean, every time I go on a live, I got to talk about Patrice. And what you don't understand is we have moved this dialogue further because things are so crystallized in a way where you don't let emotion have it. Here's the two principles. Never let emotion have a seat at the table, right? And put yourself first, right?
Put your happiness first,
If you don't, she won't. So ultimately, what you're saying, what is the subtext of this conversation? The subtext is, I love you so much, I will do anything. I'll send you a ticket. I don't care. Just talk to me. Please, please, please. Now, I'm quite sure she's angry, right? I'm quite sure. Who knows what he did or what he didn't do. Maybe he didn't give her enough glizzy. I don't know what happened. But here's the thing. She's angry. But your response to her anger is not to leave her alone and say, look, and this behavior is not, this is not reasonable behavior. It doesn't match up. And also, even if you don't mind the anger, because clearly he doesn't mind the anger, the fact that she's calling him a clown. She calls him a clown. He don't have a problem with her calling him. He's just like, I don't care what you call me. Just please talk to me. So what happens? What you're doing is you're confirming the fact that she has made a move and said that you're not worth it anymore. And every time you text, she's more and more and more and more and more sure that she made the right decision. Because how does a woman, here's another principle, how does a woman know what your value is? You tell her. Not verbally, because when you're going, yeah, I'm all good, you know what I'm saying? I do what it do, blah, 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 blah. Yo, my Lamborghini, yo, I'm six figure, When you're saying all that, chicks ain't listening to that. They hear it, but they not listening to it.
Yeah. It's you show somebody who you are, but this is the problem with this situation.
You don't tell them. Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah. You show them.
You show them.
You show them what you do. But the problem is this is so far gone because this is not the first time something like this happened. Oh, yeah. There are little red flags along their way. The fact that she feels okay calling him a clown just in general is because she has said nasty things to him before and when they've gotten in a fight and he never corrected it. It all will go this way if you don't put a stop to this and put your happiness first. And whatever your non-negotiables are, don't negotiate them, as we say
around
on the show.
Flip it around. Some chick that you don't like, you smashed, you don't really care about her. Maybe she's not as attractive as you would like or whatever. She calls you. You smashed and dashed. You're really not into it. And she calls you. And she calls you again. And she calls you again. and she called you again. At what point do you go, oh, wow, this is the 17th call. You know what? I really want to speak to somebody who's called me 17 times. Whenever in the history of anybody who's listening to this has that been happened? People care about the things. Value is based on the accessibility.
Meanwhile, you're not looking at all the things. What kind of person is this who would just put your shit out there on Instagram? Why would you want to be with a person who is so, even after you're done, is so spiteful that they would put your information out on Instagram? That doesn't cross your mind.
Just hit me. What if she would have said, yo, he would have said, yo, I'm going to send you a ticket. Come out, let's talk about it. And she didn't answer. And she didn't answer. And she had one text. Yo, send me out. If the internet had got a hold of the one text of him going, yo, you want to talk about this? I'll send you a ticket.
Right. That wouldn't have looked bad at all.
It wouldn't have looked bad at all. Hollered at her. She didn't go. He moved on. The point of the embarrassment, the point of the simping is the magnitude of this, the fact that this guy is literally, this guy who's a millionaire is going, I can't live without giving. Because first of all, let's be honest. She brings nothing to the table. She's attractive. She lets him hit. But I say this all the time. There's never a situation. Women are crazy. They get crazy about this idea. Well, I give you my body. Yeah, and I give you my dick. And I've said this 100 times. I've never, ever, maybe once. But I'm saying overall, I've never met a girl who F's me. What happened, Harry?
No, there I am. I'm there.
Somebody who F's me longer than I F them. Make sense? I've never had a girl get on top and rock out for longer than I'm on top.
I want to play this audio here because she now released also not just the text on.
Oh, I didn't hear the audio.
You didn't hear the audio?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I buried the lead here. We're going to play. Let's play the audio because this is even more embarrassing.
You won't come to me. You know, I've been begging you to come. You know, I've been literally just like upset, hurt, damaged over you. And like, you just ignore all that, and then you're like, oh, no, the reason why I don't do that is because you got a biscuit. That's gaslighting. So, you know, like, you don't want to talk to me. When I called you yesterday, and I called you 50 million times, and you finally answered because, like, you're whatever guy you're with, the person said, damn, why does the phone keep blowing up? You know what you fucking look at me and say? Nigga, stop talking to me. I'm going on a fucking date. You know when I called you, like, nights ago? When you were at some nigga's apartment and nigga, I watched your fucking location. You know, I was even thinking, I'm like, bro, if anytime I ever was doing bad and you called me, nigga, I fucking ran out of there trying to get home to go talk to you.
Okay. So a couple things. Wait, as we get through this audio here. Number one, how many ways does she have to tell you she's not interested anymore? Just in general. Like, how many times do you have to be told, it's done? I have no interest. The amount of disrespect, like, how much before you go, what is it going to take for this dude to be like, yeah, I think it's not going to work. It's not going to work out.
I got a new principle.
What is that?
Closure is for bitches.
Mm.
Closure. Today, we're unveiling this. Still, the ink is still wet on this.
Oh, wow. We're seeing this in real time because this is the first time I'm hearing this.
Closure is for bitches. Now, I've said this. We've talked about this before.
Sure.
What you have to do, honesty, it still goes back. I'm saying it in closure, but it really goes back to authenticity, telling the truth. Somebody is not picking up the phone. Why do you not? Why? If it was you. And somebody's not picking up if you're not picking up the phone, it's because you don't want to talk to them. Even if you're doing something else, what you have decided is whatever I'm doing is more important than picking up the phone for you. There's only two explanations why you call somebody. In a technical age where you can reach somebody, and when you can reach somebody at any point in time, and even if you can't reach them, right. Say if somebody's at work or whatever, like sometimes I'll call Harry. He'll be doing his thing and I'll hit him. But he will grab his phone. Bop, 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 bop. I'm at work. I'll hit you back.
Sure. A text. Hey, can I call you back a little bit later at work?
And not whatever. Even, yo, hit you back.
Hit you back.
I get it. At work, hit you back.
Yeah.
Because it's a certain level of respect that we have for each other. Sure. And I understand we're not in a relationship, but that's even more so the point. In a relationship, you have to maintain a level of respect for yourself. And if you don't, you're telling her that you're not worthy of respect. This behavior is unworthy of you're unworthy of my respect. When somebody's not calling you, it's because they don't want to talk to you. If you ask somebody out for a date and y'all supposed to go on a date and she don't show up or she doesn't call or confirm, it's because she don't care. Think about this. If Drake calls him,
it's Drake, via text. Yo, it's Drake.
Oh, Drake. You're going to be like, bah, 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 bah. Hey, Drake, what's up, Leo? You're in the
school. Oh, no, I'm not busy. What's going on? No, it's all right. My mom's already dead. It's fine. She ain't going nowhere. What's going on?
I've been in the bed smashing somebody, right? And I knew she had a dude, some crazy, you know, gunman dude or whatever, some violent dude. Mm. And the dude would call and she would be like, hold up, hold up, hold up. I still be inside her. And she'd be like, hold on, pass me my phone. You know, this nigga crazy, right? And she was like, hey, babe, what? She's like, you sound like you, were you working out? No. I was just doing my yoga. I was doing Tai Bo.
Oh boy. Now we know the time frame. I like that you give indications.
Yeah, Tai Bo,
just doing Tai Bo to get ready for the Belle Biv DeVoe concert. Don't worry.
I can't wait to hear Poison again in live. And I, because I knew what the game was, we understood what the game was, I would be like, shh. I would hump slow. Like, and she would go, stop. The game is what the game is. Truth is what the truth is. You have to be honest with yourself about the nature of these relationships. If you're not, you're going to end up in this situation. And I don't get me wrong. Let me say this. I'm making light of this. But I know this dude is in pain. And I don't know him personally. I've never met him. But he seems kind of like an asshole. But it's like,
well, he was on Fresh and Fit. He's part of that crew, and that crew has done nothing but give out frivolous relationships. I mean, we've been talking about this for years at this point with these guys. Yeah. We go, these guys are fraudulent. They're not really who they say they are. They talk a lot of shit, and then when push comes to shove, they end up doing some bitch ass stuff. They just do. They just end up proving that they're fraudulent. They have no idea what they're talking about, and they're not in control of any aspect of a relationship and should not be giving other people relationship and dating advice.
The problem I have with it, it's this. I get it. Look, I get the hustle, but dog, I don't see how you do that and maintain any integrity, any credibility, which
you
is
can't.
Part of Ace, when you know that you're not that dude, at least become that dude and then start advocating, or at least say, listen, just like I'm saying, I've been in that position where I was texting Craig, yo, pick up the phone, yo, what's wrong with you? I'm calling you, I've been in that situation.
You have, but you weren't, when you were in that situation, you weren't giving out relationship advice to other people, telling people they got to control their women.
I was 19, 20 years old. And even if it happened afterwards, I wasn't giving. The point is, it's not even a matter of that, but it's. I'm going to just say this to academics, you listening. Dog, you got to understand it is what it is. You got to be honest with yourself. If somebody don't want you, you wanting them more is, first of all, it lacks credibility. It lacks authenticity because of the fact that you know just by her resistance, the fact that she's pulling away. Secondly, it lacks you diminish your credibility because now you have said that I will do anything, that my value is not what your value is. And thirdly, your empathy is that you don't even care if you really have empathy about her happiness. And she, it doesn't want to be with you and something else makes her happy, right?
Yeah, you don't care. You're being selfish.
You gotta have the empathy to say, I get it. I wish it was different, but bomb.
And here's one part that I want to play that lets you know where all the problems stem from right here.
You know, I was even thinking, I'm like, bro, if any time I ever was doing bad, and you called me? Nigga, I fucking ran out of there trying to get home to go talk to you just to be like, baby, come on, you know I love you.
That's where all the problems stem from, right there, is the fact that you, that's where all of it stems from, the fact that you were so willing, the second she was calling, you ran.
Because you're saying your connection with me is more important than you love her more than you love yourself.
Or whatever's going on, whether it's work, whether it's personal life, whatever it is, it was not as important as you are. And I will drop everything, whether it's important or not, just to talk to you. And that's where the problems are.
He says anytime.
Anytime.
Anytime that was the case.
And she didn't appreciate that, definitely. I can tell what it was.
She's not only going to not appreciate it, but she's going to disrespect it. You could tell she's young. Her name is Shot Glizzy. Like, come on. I mean, how deep do you think her thinking is? Mm. You know, her thinking is about as deep as a rain puddle. So it is like, I get it, but here's
I don't know that the, I mean, we're going to see a lot of her doing cancer research with Dr. Shy Glizzy, but whatever. You know, maybe she could prove me wrong. I don't know.
No, she's not going to tell you why the string theory doesn't work. She's not going to tell you that. But here's what I want to say. It's fucked up. I mean, in a way, we're making light of it. But, man, I feel sorry for dude. I really feel sorry for dude. The problem, what makes you not feel sorry for him is the bravado that you... That you kick, that you this, you that, you the other. Just say what you are, dog. I get it. You got money. You young. You think the world, but you know it's not. You got to really work on the basic level of who you are, what you are, and then know. Here's the two things. Here's the Uber analogy. You got whenever you take an Uber, you need two things. You need to know what your current location is. And you need to know what your destination is. Those are two things that you have to know. So if you're in a situation and you're spitting it like you this pimp and you ice cold, you ice water runs through your veins and you that dude and you not, right? You don't know what your current location is. And if your destination is to find a beautiful girl that loves you and respects you and stuff, that's not what your destiny, you're not saying, you're saying, yo, I'm smashing these bitches, keeping it moving. Bah, bah, bah. That's not really who you are, dude.
No.
Remember what he said? The minute you call me, I run out of wherever just to hear your voice and to tell you I love you. Just to tell you I love you.
It's not blah, 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 blah.
To tell you I love you. I run out my grandmother's funeral. I was in the middle of giving my grandmother CPR and you call. I was like, Grandma, hold on. I know you're dying, but I got to call because I love you.
Yeah. And look, there's nothing wrong with loving a woman and going, oh, she's calling. I want to talk to her.
But
the problem is you have to, you can't just run every time she calls you.
You got
to
maintain the respect for yourself. If you don't, she won't.
Like, I'm trying. Nigga, you stayed there till 7 p.m. It just told me, it was like, bro, you have this woman, she doesn't give a fuck about you. You gotta get over this shit because she's going on with her life. She wouldn't do these things to you. You're calling her, she doesn't even care to explain. She doesn't even care to whatever. My nigga, you were talking to her.
You know what he's doing?
What's that?
This is the the three stages of manipulation that you talk about.
Oh, yeah.
This is exactly the three stages of manipulation, which is anger.
Anger, I'm mad at you. Bitch, pick up the phone. You won't hear me call. How you going? Second of all, how could you do this to me? All that I've done for you, da 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 da. And then my mans and them, they telling me, yo, she don't
sympathy.
Love sympathy. And then when it doesn't respond, so it's anger. And this happens, women do this to guys. Also,
this is usually something you see from women.
Yeah.
And he is he's so not an alpha male.
Losing.
He's so the opposite of an alpha male that he is behaving the way a woman would behave with a relationship falling apart.
Yeah. And he goes anger. Second is guilt. Third is sympathy. And then when you fail to empathize with my sympathy, then I'm angry again. And then it goes around in a circle. Anger, guilt, sympathy. Anger, guilt, sympathy. Anger, guilt, sympathy. Yo, GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, What Would Dante Do? The Sexual Revolution is being podcasted. Don't forget to follow us on Patreon.com, please. That helps us. If y'all like what we're doing, please, please, please sign up for the Patreon. Patreon.com/manschool202. Y'all want consultations? Hit us at DanteNero.com. Click on consult. Harry, advice from Harry at gmail.com. Also, please, if you can, comment, like, subscribe, and hit that bell so anytime I go live or we post a new video, you'll be the first to know. Sexual Revolution being podcast. We out, man. Peace.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.